Plans are being finalized for the staging of the Miss Glen Young Independent Mothers Pageant, slated for this weekend. President of the Glen United Development Organization, Foster Hannibal, outlined the names of the six young women competing for the title.
We have six beautiful mothers of Glen Independent Mothers vying for this prestigious title of Miss Glen Independent Mothers 2022. We have Miss Annie Lucas, representing Miss National Properties. We have Simone Moore, she'll be representing Glen Development Organization. We have Lanisha Lockhart, she'll be representing Jimmy Transportation Services. Salome Lockhart, she'll be representing Big Tigger Auto Accessories. Naomi Francois, she will be representing R&M Auto Supplies. We have Geraldine Daniel, she will be representing Authentic Car Rentals.
Mr. Hannibal said the pageant provides an opportunity for the contestants to boost their self-confidence, and he listed the categories in which they would be judged.
Going forward out of the show, I could see that the self-esteem will be better. They also agree that after the show, they will form themselves in their own group, where they will help each person in their development stage. This segment is, we have an introductory appearance. Then we have the talent segment, then we have the career segment, and then we have the evening wear, and then we have the interview. As I said, hopefully the show will be a fun-filled show, and I expect patrons to come out and participate and enjoy what the young ladies have to offer.
And Mr. Hannibal noted that the East St. George community hosts a number of activities to preserve vincent culture, and he urged the public to support the show on Saturday.
In East St. George, St. George is for say, we normally have like this cultural environment. We used to have the culture part, now we have the carnival. It's with St. George, now St. George's Carnival. The community of Glen not see it fit now that we must have an itinerary activities. So this year we decided that we will restart that event. The show promised to be big, persons gravitating to it, persons waiting on Saturday to really participate, and we suppose we're having some live performances still to finalize. We expect persons to come and be well treated.
That was President of the Glen United Development Organization, Foster Hannibal. I am Radhika Stephen with today's special report.